And that's what we come to in chapter 38 of the book of Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog in the land of Magog. Now, Gog is the personality. Magog is the land. The chief prince of Meshech and Tubal prophesy against him. And then he continues on. Look at verse 5. I'm just mentioning here the nations that are going to be involved against Israel. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya in verse 5. And then in verse 6, Gomer and all of his bands, and the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all the bands and many people with thee. And so we read here in Ezekiel chapter 38, the beginnings of the alignment of nations, a coalition of nations that are going to come against Israel. Now let me tell you that as you approach your study of nations, you must remember there is a hermeneutical principle as it relates to biblical geography. Hermeneutics is the science of interpreting scripture. And hermeneutical principles are used in every aspect of interpretation of scripture, and in particular in biblical geography. And here's that hermeneutical principle. Who was the author writing about when he wrote the book? In other words, when Ezekiel wrote this book 2,500 years ago, who was he thinking about? Who was on his mind when he mentioned Magog, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya? Who was he talking about? It's a good question. And I would suggest you don't have to necessarily take what I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you the truth. I would not stand here and try to lead you astray. But you can go to any good solid commentary. May I suggest one? The one that was put out by Dallas Theological Seminary. They have an excellent commentary, Bible Knowledge Commentary. It's a two-volume. It is an excellent commentary, two-volume, and it's a conservative commentary, but it will deal with the issues. I simply say that in that commentary, you can find one someplace, or it's available on the internet, I think, as well. You can go and you can see that they list the nations that are talked about in the scripture in biblical times. Now, what they do is they put them on a map. Now, let me tell you what they have conveyed to us in their study, in their research. During the time of Ezekiel, Magog was a piece of real estate that is north of the Caspian and Black Sea. And that piece of real estate, we know it today as Russia. He referred to it as Magog then, but today we know it as Russia. And then as you look at that map, and I was also able to verify this, I was recently in Turkey doing a television shoot for Day of Discovery, where we're doing the seven churches of Turkey, seven churches of Asia Minor, Revelation 2 and 3, and I picked up an ancient Turkish map. They see in verse 2 and in verse 6, Meshech and Tubal, in verse 6, Gomer and Togarma. Well, those four places, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma, was what Turkey in biblical times was divided into. Four sections, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma. So when you come to this, we're talking about Turkey. We're not talking about Germany because Gomer sounds like Germany. No, we're talking about Turkey. Biblical times, who was Ezekiel writing about? He had no idea of Germany 2,500 years ago. He was writing down what he knew to be locations. And then in verse 5, it's talking about Persia, Ethiopia. Maybe your translation says instead of Ethiopia, Cush, or Libya, or maybe your translation says Put. He's talking about different countries that are we may think about, including the ones mentioned. Till 1936, Persia was known at that point in time for what we know as three different nations today. And those three nations are Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. That was Persia until 1936. Ethiopia, or Kush, is Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan. And Libya is Libya, or Put is Libya. Colonel Gaddafi, and of course they're on the headlines in the news today, because they have just released those medical people who were supposedly the ones who poisoned some Libyans with an AIDS virus, and they have been released. A deal worked out between France and Libya. But anyway, These are the nations that are listed here. Keep your finger here. We'll go back to it, but go to Daniel chapter 11 just a moment. In Daniel chapter 11, it gives us two other nations that will be a part of this coalition that are going to come against the Jewish people in the end times. Starting in verse 11, and I'm cheating just a bit, I'm going to take a shortcut. I'll be happy to respond to questions tomorrow if you would like me to develop this a bit more. But starting in chapter 11, verses 40 to 45, it's talking about three main personalities. The pronoun he, his, and him will be used 17 times in those verses, actually from chapter 11, verse 36 to 45. And he, his, and him each time is referring to Antichrist. And then in verses 40 and 41, it refers to the king of the north and the king of the south. Early on in chapter 11, the king of the north is known as what we know today, modern-day Syria. The king of the south is modern-day Egypt. And so what we're talking about here in this passage of Scripture, modern-day Syria in the north, modern-day Egypt in the south, will attack him, it says in verse 40, will attack him, the Antichrist. Notice up here just a moment, if you will, please. After the rapture of the church, I talked about a seven-year period of time. Let me just clarify a little bit, because that is not quite correct. This is man's illustration, so it can fall to some extent. After the rapture of the church, there's going to be a short period of time before the 7 years begins. How long a period? I do not know. The Bible is totally silent on it. It's going to be a short period of time. What has to happen during that time before the 7 years starts? Well, number one, the 10 horns of Daniel chapter 7 have to come into existence. That would be the revived Roman Empire. And then out of that, the little horn must come. That is one of 27 names for the Antichrist. And then after that, the Antichrist, Daniel 9:27, will confirm a peace agreement with Israel. So those three things have to happen after the rapture of the church before the 7 years. You see, the 7 years, the clock starts ticking on that when that peace treaty is confirmed. And he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. So the clock starts ticking when that treaty is confirmed. So those three things have to happen. How long will it take? Nobody knows, and that's not talked about in the Bible. I believe it'll be very short because we have the European Union in place to become the revived Roman Empire, and the Antichrist, I believe, is alive and well on planet Earth, ready to be energized by Satan, and indeed everybody's talking about peace as I speak right this minute. Peace talks are at least preparations for peace talks going on in the city of Jerusalem. I'll tell you about that in just a moment.